Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 15th of July, and I'm recording at 10:42 p.m., and that is British Summer Time here in London. Okay, now the quick, abbreviated commentary for subscribers in a hurry. First, in the Asia-Pacific region, well, Japan, very steady once again, and it's also got the QE. China, lots of scare stories, some no doubt justified, keeping investors nervous, and that's probably the weakest stock market in here today, and it's been awfully volatile recently, and that unnerves a lot of people, as you know, as well. India. Continues to firm, got its correction in early, pushing higher above that 28,000 level, where it has been consolidating, actually closed at 28,198. Now, looking at the other Asia-Pacific, other stock markets, European markets were mostly higher. Now, Wall Street was stronger when they closed. The leader was Spain on the ups, Italy, beg your pardon, on the upside, up over 1.25 percentage points. These are modest gains, though, here for the most part. Little nervousness here with the Greek debate going on in Greece, and it's contentious, needless to say. U.S. markets closed down a tiny fraction. They actually narrowed losses towards the close. Elsewhere, government bond yields, they've come down a little bit in the U.S., 2.35%. The VIX calm at 13.23. The U.S. dollar too strong, 97.15 on the dollar index. The Fed will be unhappy with that, but it's continuing to talk about signs of gradual economic improvement across the country, or spreading signs of economic improvement across the country. And the euro weakened a little bit in here, 109.48. And yen also weaker here at 123.77. That's in line with the bull run that's actually taking place. And but the main currency story here, as I say, is this firm U.S. dollar generally. Now, precious metals, don't like them. The best you can say is that they're getting somewhat oversold once again, but you know, they're in overall downward trends, and the best they're able to do is to get technical rallies. You can really say the same thing about industrial metals as well. Still out of favor. Crude oil down. The Brent at down $1.15 at $57.36. WTI. Down, and if I can just find it, here it is, 51.41. That's down $1.63 in here. And one factor here is that you've got a situation now where really the Iranian supreme leader has come in and basically approved President Hassan Rouhani's terms, negotiated. So again, it's over to the U.S. and what the U.S. actually decides. But I think this is probably a reasonably attractive deal. But I've discussed it in more detail in my comment of the day, to be published a short while from now. And what else to mention here? I think that's pretty much it, but commodities mostly a little softer in here today. Okay, let's go back now and look in a little bit more detail at some of these stock markets. mean, it's a combination of who's in form and how much actual potential do they actually have. Well, you know, I like Japan, and I've mentioned that repeatedly. That's, of course, the biggest developed market in the Asian region. And I don't think there's a huge risk with the Japanese yen. I wouldn't bother to hedge it overall, but I think it is good idea to be long Japan, and one can usually pick it up on the corrections that of course occur periodically, or reactions, I should say, that occur periodically. China, the most controversial market and the most confusing market of all here. It also frightens a lot of people, and I'm talking not just talking about the China market, but their overall policies. It's the most managed stock market in the world overall. And I think probably sentiment is a bit of a contrary indicator, that all that negative sentiment, much more negative than positive sentiment. A bit of a contrary indicator here, but the value is in the H shares and the Hang Seng index, the two indices out of Hong Kong, and they are really very attractive. So value players, they've certainly got something of interest here in the China region. It is the world's second largest economy, after all, and maybe it's not growing at exactly 7%, as the government says, but you know, look at all the development that's going on there. I think it's growing faster than certainly the big China bears would tell you. So again, I like these markets like this when they've taken a good hit. I certainly liked India when it had taken a good hit and bought a little more. And having seen its correction earlier, I think it's just gradually, well, it's completed that correction phase. It's gradually, quietly ranging back up to its high. But this is, it's probably going to stay in this overall range for a while. But I think it'll be mostly above 28,000 from here on. And I think it's one of the best long-term stories. And largely thanks to the better economic management that's coming from Narendra Modi. Looking at the European indices, valuations are mostly attractive. I think that we've seen the best of the relief rally in response to Greece, poor suffering Greeks sort of saying, rather masochistically, that they'll stay in the EU overall. You know my view. I think Greece would be better off outside of the EU. I think Germans are also saying that, and other Europeans, Northern Europeans, are saying that. I think they also want Greece out of the EU. I think it's very hard for the Greek economy to recover under the terms that they have been imposed on them. But we will see here overall. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little pullback. I'm hoping we do. And I'd like to put on another leveraged long trade if we do get a little bit of pullback on uncertainty there. Probably play Germany once again on that basis. It's a total return index, incidentally. So if you do buy the DAX, that's it's one of the few total return indexes. So the dividends are in the overall performance. And Wall Street, well, it's bounced from a number of critical levels. That's an encouraging point here overall. The real stories going on in the US that are exciting. First, it's technology, technology, technology. And ahead of that is biotechnology. Another new high on that biotech index. Some of the big companies, Amazon, Google, doing very well here once again. Owen's reviewed a number of them there, but it's certainly a hot performing sector. And then some of the very best autonomies. Starbucks expanding into sub-Saharan Africa. It's been on a roll here for quite some time. Disney, which is just a money-making machine, here also on a big roll. So that's encouraging for the U.S. market. Did I mention Nike? I don't think so. Outstanding, outstanding performance, very much in form as well. So it's not just technology. And these are those Disney, Nike, Starbucks, exceptionally well-managed companies overall. And then Apple, iconic Apple, had a good day today. I think it's up over 126 and a half. I will heave a sigh of relief if I see it. Oh, that's exaggerating the point. I'll be happy to see it up over the 130 level, established over the 130 level. That will increase the possibility that we did see a successful test of that very important 120 level on the charts. And I think that the tendency for a lot of these big tech companies, and they don't get any bigger than Apple, of course, is that they get a very good move to the upside, they get overextended, and then they go through several months of sideways ranging consolidation, and then take off again in another big upward move. Now, looking around the globe, there's enough nervousness, there's enough slow growth, there's enough disinflation in the system, low interest rates to support these bond markets still. But my real theme is that the secular bull markets are over, and that we have seen the lows for yields for this cycle. And my goodness, it's been a long cycle of over 3 decades, well over 3 decades, and that the risk is to the upside as far as yields are actually concerned. It may not be an immediate risk, but you know, it's dangerous, in my opinion. And I'd much rather buy high yielding equities. Now, currencies. I've mentioned again that the U.S. will be concerned about this very strong dollar. Will it come in and will the Fed come in and intervene? Not if they think they're up against a very persistent demand side, would be my guess. I think they'd certainly, though, like to see it stay in this overall range, dollar index, in other words, not getting back above that 100 level for any time. And the odds are are still on a rate hike here before the end of the year. And a lot of people are saying, well, no, they won't do anything until 2016. That always gets a tiny bit political. Or can be very political. It wouldn't in this cycle, but again, the Fed would rather avoid raising rates, certainly in the heat of next year's presidential election, which comes particularly in the third quarter of the year, second and third quarter. And Precious metals. Well, I don't. I like them more as they get cheaper, but not enough to go in and buy. And the great thing about charts is that they show you the money flows. They show you what's in favor and what's out of favor, and precious metals are still out of favor here overall. And if they I've said this on a number of occasions before. If we get a big final downside acceleration, that would probably make the sector quite attractive. But the big investors, the big money, it's not really interested, in my opinion, in gold and silver. Some of the traditional buyers in China, India, they are nibbling away. But the really big volume investment buyers, they're in equities and bonds, and I don't think, and they're also concerned about yield, which the precious metals are not offering here. Okay, I think that's pretty much it today. Interesting times, and all the very best, and to all of you.